information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. We're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Dr. Neil Phelps with me today, teaching theology and Bible doctrine in Conservative Theological University. We're talking about a subject that I believe is relevant to the current condition that we find in our nation. We're talking about today lawlessness and moral root. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24 that in the last days lawlessness will prevail. And we're witnessing that. Joe Biden, for example, has ruled with a lawless fist, if you please, for the past 4 years by executive orders, by changing and tweaking rules and regulations without going through the House and the Senate to pass the regulations that he wants in place. He has done that for the almost 4 years now. And we have Kamala Harris that is supposed to be the presidential candidate. May I just take a little moment and do a parenthetical footnote to that statement? Kamala Harris has been the, how would you say, the viewed as the expected anointed one for the presidential candidacy for the Democratic Party. But I believe we're going to see some major anger from the populace when it comes to their convention in just a few weeks now. I believe there's going to be some major. There is a potential in my mind that she will not survive as the candidate for president from the Democratic Party. I think there's too many people that's looking at it on the basis there needs to be an open primary. There needs to be a potential for the people's voice being heard. And you find 2 factions behind the scenes that's brought about Joe Biden's dropping out and Kamala Harris being elevated to the expected nominee for the party. And you find the one of the factions behind the scene is Barack Hussein Obama. The other faction is Hillary and Bill Clinton. Both of them are vying for their candidate to be the lead candidate for the president of the United States. I still believe that Hillary Clinton and or someone in her with her liking will be the candidate. And Barack Hussein Obama is looking at Kamala Harris as being the one that he's pushing. So, ladies and gentlemen, we still have a lot of things that will transpire and take place. But the bottom line is we've witnessed 4 years, almost 4 years, of total demoralization, destruction of ethics and values, and lawlessness taking place. And now Kamala Harris said she's going to do the same thing. Kamala Harris, this article, I'm looking at an article. Kamala Harris does not want Christians to be judges in America. Vice President Kamala Harris citing the new Democratic frontrunner, long history of animosity toward Christians. Another headline, take guns by force, ban fracking, legalize illegal aliens. The most radical presidential candidate in American history. Just listen to her. America would never be the same if even half of the policies, her policies, were carried out. Confiscating firearms in America by force is one of the ideologies that Kamala Harris has supported. We have, she says, we have to have a buyback program, and I support mandatory buyback program to take guns. It's just one of the wider components of what Kamala Harris wants for America. Others in the inside of the include the ban of fracking, charging guidelines to suppress the availability of meats for consumers, and ban on offshore exploration, to legalize illegal aliens, to abolish the ICE, and to let convicted murderers and terrorists vote in our elections. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't have any other idea of what is taking place with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, that should tell you the facts of it. We have a candidate that is supposed to be the lead candidate now for the Democratic Party that literally wants to change America, with Joe Biden saying that he wants to modify the Supreme Court, which he cannot do. Listen, that is a talking point for Kamala Harris and the Biden administration for this election. Anything that Biden says about wanting to modify, change the Supreme Court is, number one, an impossibility. It cannot happen. It will not happen unless there's a constitutional amendment. But the point that I'm making, ladies and gentlemen, we see lawlessness prevailing. We see moral, ethical decline in our nation. And there are examples in the scripture. And I'm going to ask Dr. Phelps to speak to this. Let me talk about it for just a moment, Dr. Phelps. In Daniel chapter 5, it talks about Belshazzar. It says, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to a thousand of his lords and drank wine before the thousands. And he goes and talks about it. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels out where they were taking them. It goes on to talk about it. Verse 4 says, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and brass and iron and wood and stone, etc., etc. But Dr. Phelps, in that debauch, wild party, if you want to call it that, where morals and ethics and values were just thrown out the window under the leadership of Belshazzar, what did God do according to Daniel chapter 5, verse 22 and following? Take a moment, read those verses to us, and explain that to our listeners.
Well, the scriptures tell us in that particular chapter that when they did this, then God did what we call the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. And there was a writing that was written in the scene. I would describe it as a hand writing on a wall, like we would portray it up on a screen. Mm-hmm. in this big hallway, this place where they were meeting. And the scriptures tell us that they had trouble reading it because they couldn't read the language. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in the language of the Babylonian people. And I understand it was written either in Arabic or in Hebrew. And you don't read from left to right.
That's right.
And they tried reading it that way, but only one person could do that, and that was Daniel. Daniel was a godly, a righteous kind of person. He was the only one they could look to, and they found him. He read this for them, and the interpretation was that God had numbered his kingdom, and it was finished. Mm-hmm. That's it. God says that's the last straw. They had desecrated the things of God that they had stolen from the temple down in Jerusalem.
Yes.
They had mocked the God of heaven, and they had, in their drunken brawl that they were having, they had brought shame upon the things of God. They had mocked God, and they had ignored that the things of God. They brought themselves down. And so the Bible tells us in that same night Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was killed. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us in verse number 30 and 31, in that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And so Darius the Mede took the kingdom And then he began to rule over that kingdom.
So God's judgment, as we look at it in Daniel 5, God's judgment upon licentiousness, upon immorality, and thumbing the nose at God, ended with Belshazzar losing his life and with his kingdom, that is his empire, his rulership, being handed over to another governing nation. Is it possible that that could happen in America?
It surely is possible. God could also pronounce that the end, that's it, that's all. That's enough of
yes.
that. And he could bring in a new government. He could bring in new leaders for our country in some manner.
Yes.
God is able to do that. We don't know what the future holds, but we know that God holds the future. And we need to look to the Lord then to ask for his mercy upon us.
Absolutely. Country. That is so needed today. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over with your question or comment, please.
I mean, it's sad to say what's going on worldwide and how the people that has no fear of the Lord in them are literally passing all kind of laws. And believer and unbeliever, Christian and non-Christian, we have to abide by it because that's what the Bible said. We have to obey the laws of the land. But my question and my only issue is, I always got this issue is, still to this day, I see so many Christians, I don't want to get in politics. I don't want to get, wait a minute, what's wrong with it? I mean, you're going to change what the Bible says, you better not get in it. But are you there to support what's right, what is biblical, and what is good for the entire society? What's wrong with it? You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the issues. We just say, I'm not going to get in there. Let's have the people that has no clue who God is to run the nation or to dictate laws. And I think that's a problem that we find, you know what I mean? Look at that mess in France. I'm not watching the Olympics anymore. I say no, enough is enough. And they want to be so open-minded and so perverted that they think that that's normal, you know what I mean? Maybe in a wicked, evil, and demon-possessed person, but not in the entire nation, you know what I mean, on the entire world. And there's a backlash on that, and I'm glad for that, you know what I mean? But it's time for the Christians to speak against those things and in a loving way, stay firm and say, no, that doesn't go, you know what I mean? But we just, look at this wicked mayor here, what she's going to do with the community, with the homosexual community, especially rights, as if they're being attacked and victimized daily here in Jacksonville. How insane and how crazy is that? I mean, what's your take on that, brother? Because I don't know what they're trying to do now. Are they going to grant them more rights?
What you're saying is the rudimentary, fundamental, foundational, elemental facts of what I'm talking about in relationship to the moral rot. We're watching mm-hmm. that moral rot. We see it when you see Disney producing documentaries and films for little kids that show LGBTQ agenda with the nudity. When you see in California, when you see in South Florida and other parts of the nation where Pride Month and they have the Pride marches, and in the Pride marches where there's total open nudity and the law doing nothing about it. That's lawlessness. And you see where we have abortion today, where murder is okay up to and including the birth of the child. And Kamala Harris says if she's elected, that will be done on a federal level, forcing that issue. We see, Jose, in our schools where pornography is taught mm-hmm. as a class, where we have the LGBTQ agenda, the sodomite agenda being promulgated and pushed. We see this administration pushing the butchery, the debauchery of a child's body, cutting off healthy body mm-hmm. parts under mm-hmm. the guise that we're doing something for the child's health. We're witnessing today, Jose, the total decline of morals, ethics, and values, and the absolute destruction of the fundamental foundation of our nation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so we're watching it. And Jose, you touched on it because so many Christians say, well, I'm not going to get involved. In fact, I'm amazed at the number of Christians say, I'm not going to vote. It doesn't count anyway. They're going to put whoever they want to in office. Some of that may be true, but we still need to be salt and light.
Yeah.
And Jose, the
yes.
bottom line is
yes.
Christians are citizens of two kingdoms, this world mm-hmm. and the kingdom mm-hmm. to come. And we need to yes. be good citizens in both venues, if you will.
Did you see what Elon Musk said about the Christians? Literally, he's saying, if we don't speak up, Christianity is going to vanish. Because they do whatever they want, and they attack us left and right, and not even from the pulpit. They express or educate the members. Because most of the members, they're going to say, oh, maybe what the media is saying about the Christian is true. No, this is what the Bible says. This is what it is. And you got to man up and woman up and stand up for the biblical principles that are written. But you don't hear too many leaders from the pulpit speaking like that. They want to be soft. They want to be loved. I mean, that's not the gospel. In coming from a guy that doesn't know God, the owner of Tesla, he said it last week. I was like, whoa, he sees what's going on, and he sees what's happening. It's not that we're going to, you know, do crazy things, we're going to raise an arm. No, but we need to be firm, loving, but we need to at least speak up, combating this with the truth, which is in the Bible. Why is it so harmful to do that, brother? Is that harmful? And put the light on me. It's very few. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Jose, for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Dr. Phelps, do you have other illustrations in the biblical text that points out what the end results are when a nation turns their back on God, when a nation plummets into immoral, ungodly, licentious lifestyle? What does God do according to the scripture?
I was thinking of a verse in Psalm 96, verses number 12 and 13, talks about that the God sees and God is going to judge. Mm-hmm. Here's what it says in Psalm 96:13. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. God is going to be judging the world, but we all have to give an account to God. One of these days we're going to stand before the Lord and give an account to him. People may ignore the word of God and the truth now, but they're going to have to stand before God and give an account at the judgment.
There comes an accounting day.
Yes, there's
the bottom line, the accounting. And that's exactly what is so dangerous before us today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline that says, Moral Rot and Other Kinds. This article reads in part, critical necessities like balancing the budget, term limits, securing borders, civil society, a speedy and fair judiciary, electing officials that genuinely are public servants, and more frequently don't get to where they are going because of a major critical ingredient is missing. They then state, morality, high standards, and virtuous and energetic actions by our leaders for morals in America is missing. And I believe that's the case today. I believe that is where we are today, Dr. Phelps. And I go back to, before we take our next call, I just refer to Nebuchadnezzar, according to Daniel chapter 3. And Nebuchadnezzar basically had thumbed his nose at God. Nebuchadnezzar talked about all that he had done and all that he had built and all that he had acquired and accomplished. And it says in verse 31, while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, thy kingdom is departed from thee. And Dr. Phelps, it's not funny, but it's very, very serious. But here's Nebuchadnezzar that's bragging about what he's done, what he's accomplished. And God says, if you can use the young blood vernacular, son, I have just taken that away from you. Your kingdom's over. It's finished. But then the end result, it gets a little comical from the human standpoint. God changed him into an animal crawling on his all fours for 7 years to get his attention. And he got his attention, and then finally Nebuchadnezzar admitted and concluded that the God of heaven, the Creator God, is the only God. Dr. Phelps, take a moment and share your thoughts on that text.
Well, in that chapter in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, we find that he had already been spoken to about that.
Yes.
They had already called his attention to that. Listen to what Daniel said to him just prior to that event. Wherefore, O king, let thy counsel be accepted, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee. In other words, he says, please let me give you good counsel, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. It may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. In other words, he says, it may be something that will hold back the judgment of God concerning your sins. And says at the end of 12 months, just 1 year.
Please stand by. We're having some technical difficulties with the Let's Face the Issue program. We should be have that worked out in only moments. Thank you.
All the glory for what had been done in his kingdom when he should have been praising the God of heaven.
Absolutely. We see, Dr. Phelps, with that, that God is in control, God is on the throne, and I believe God will allow America to go only so long before he intercedes with his judgment on our nation because of where we are and what we're doing. I'm looking at a headline that says, the pro-life organizations charge Kamala Harris is bought and paid for by the abortionist organization. Another headline says, Biden administration bans Bible studies in senior citizens' facilities. The American Center for Law and Justice is being brought to light with what's taking place with the Biden administration banning Bible studies in some of the senior citizens' living facilities. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I thank both of you, men of God, for being on the air. I'm a believer, and I believe in divine order. God had a Christ. Christ had a man had a woman. And yes. Anytime the enemy wants to get his agenda over, he uses a woman. And women are filled with emotions, regardless of what post they stand on. And I look at it as that Harris agenda, her as Jezebel, that control spirit, and Biden as Ahab with weakness. And one thing they're doing, when you're pushing that agenda, that woman out there to do a man's job, she's going to be filled with the enemy. Just like when Elijah didn't run from Jezebel because she was a woman, she was full of the devil. And that's, she's going to oppress. It's oppressing. It says the children will be the oppressors and the women will lead. And she's getting all these young folks, and that's Bible. And it's so dangerous because when you will make abortion legal, when you make the sodomite agenda legal, that's a spirit of murder because two men can't procreate. And you're killing the babies. They come here, you're killing them before the womb. It's just destruction, and it makes for murder in our nation. And I think it's an awful, awful thing. It's just tearing the family down. That's the order of God. And if the enemy wants to get his program over, he's going to find some bullish woman to do it and some weak man to get under. And I'm not coming against men, not because I believe in order and a woman has a place, and I'm not a voice that speaks. I was terrified to call. But I'm just so grateful to have y'all on your ear. And I believe in what President Trump is going to do. We have to have a man that's going to guard our country. See, they're talking about here, but did you see those planes that flew over? And he has to know how to talk to other powerful leaders. And a woman is not going to do that. It's not going to happen because that spirit of Jezebel is in the land.
Lisa, you're exactly right, and I can just simply put a little footnote to that. May your tribe increase. You have been spot on with what you've said. You've done a good job of analyzing the pros and cons and where we are, and I'm on the same page that you are with that. We need to recognize exactly what you've said, and part and parcel of that is we're going against the plan of God, the will of God, the program of God, and all that we see taking place in America. This is the reason I talk about lawlessness and moral rot. Part of that moral rot, for example, I see here in an article where Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says, it's time to take down the pride flag and put in God We Trust on all of our buildings. And yes. I think that's the answer to it. We've got to turn back to God before it's too late, or it will be too late. We'll not be able to reclaim the moral, ethical fiber that built America. Lisa, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call and for your input on the broadcast today. I believe it should be a blessing to all of our listeners with what you've said. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the headline. It says, Disney co-sponsored a naked LGBTQ pride parade for children. A Disney whistleblower that revealed the Walt Disney Company has a long history of pushing the pro-LGBTQ agenda onto our children, specifically during Pride Month. The documents indicated that the far-left company promoted LGBT children's event that featured children's events that featured naked adult males, females marching down the street with the kids there applauding and their families watching. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is when we watch our schools being filled with the indoctrination and the brainwashing of the far left for the LGBTQI plus agenda, when we watch when we see porn being taught in the classrooms and it being pushed by from the top down from the administrative level, that is the President of the United States of America, when we see our top goals for the Harris Biden administration is abortion, murder by way of abortion to kill our children that's in the womb. When we see our military, ladies and gentlemen, youth are now being sterilized, healthy body parts being cut off, and we watch what is happening in the military, having a reduction of leadership and strength by about 45%. When we listen to where prayers and the pledge to our flags are rejected by our nation, pledge to the flag and Bible in the classroom and anything called godliness in the classroom is rejected. When we see the leaders of our nation like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and who was it, Kamala Harris, just recently in a pride celebration with a drag queen celebration where they praised those drag queens and said, this is what America is like and what we need to do. Dr. Phelps, we got about a minute left on the broadcast. Wrap us up with some thoughts of what we need to do from the Christian perspective.
I think it's time for America to repent.
Yes.
It's time for turning to God from ungodliness to righteousness. We need to turn back to God. If we do not, then we will suffer the consequences. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people.
That's exactly right.
And our country is being filled with sin and rebellion and lawlessness and all these things that are simply a degradation of the plan of God for
our lives.
That's
it, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Apologize, out of nowhere, about 20 after it started making that noise again, but I think we did a good thing by...
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, Palm Coast listens at 91.9.